The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Matt Canada. Maryland visits Iowa on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your flexibility. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
Yeah, we're obviously coming off a good win Saturday. Our defense played very well. Entire football team played well, so we're happy with the victory and looking forward to going to Iowa. Tremendous place to play. Great environment. Certainly one of the best coaches in the country and the program they've established over the years, and they're certainly playing up to that standard. So it'll be a tremendous challenge for us.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Terry Hutchins, CNHI Sports.
Hey, Matt. Hope you're well.
Hey, Terry.
How's this new redshirt rule affecting you guys? Are you getting to the point now where you've got some big decisions to make on anybody, or has it kind of played out the way you thought it would, or what's your impressions of that rule?
We feel it's a great rule. I mean, because it does allow you to have the flexibility to play some guys, you know, whether at the beginning of the season or here at the end of the season if you get guys injured. So we think it's a very good rule. We did play some guys Saturday. Some guys got their first action last Saturday, who hadn't played to this point, and we've had a couple other guys play. And then as a rule is, you know, set up to be, we had a couple guys who played early in the year and got injured, and they're still going to obviously have to get that year back. So I think it's a good rule. We're certainly all learning it and learning how to use it to best help the players. But it's something we're working through, and I think it does help the players.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hey, Matt, I was just wondering what you've seen from Nathan Stanley at Iowa here the last couple of weeks. He's put up some pretty big numbers.
Yeah, I think he's a great picture of a guy who's come through. Again, the respect I have for the program and what Coach does there. But he's come through their program, continue to get better and better each year, and he's playing at a very efficient level right now, a very high level, taking care of the football. I mean, last week they couldn't, you know, he just continues to avoid any kind of pass rush for the most part and then standing there and make a big-time throw. So I think he's, you know, certainly running their offense, I would assume, very efficiently. In their mind, they're scoring a lot of points, but he's playing at a very high level.
Thanks, Matt.
All right.
Your next question is from Terry Hutchins, CNHI Sports.
Just curious, Matt, just about the way everything's worked out for you this year with the interim situation and all. I mean, 6 games into it, what you thought it was going to be like, more challenging, just kind of update us there.
Well, certainly it's still I'm just functioning as the offensive coordinator and, you know, there's certain things and duties you have to do in this situation, but we're really working as a staff to continue to just do our jobs the best way we can, very much focused on our players and the well-being of our players. Really, really proud of our players. I mean, I think everybody in our building has worked very hard to stick together, but the credit goes to our players. They stuck together and played very well and doing a good job playing hard. You know, win or lose, and we've obviously won some and lost a couple, but we're playing hard every Saturday and they're playing together. So we're kind of working through it that way and just kind of, you know, taking it day by day and again, focusing on our players.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you.